Welcome to the Accountability Minute and Backrack here. Sarah gets to work at the same time every day. She sits down at her desk and starts doodling on her desk pad, playing computer games, surfing the internet, and maybe even texting some of her friends. Unless she is interrupted by a phone call or correspondence that requires her urgent attention, you know she will spend the bulk of her day doodling on her notepad, playing computer games, surfing the internet, and texting her friends. So why is it that the only thing that appears to motivate Sarah is the clock ticking over during the last 15 minutes of her office day? Sarah is not unlike hundreds of thousands of other employees. She is, or has become, one of the unmotivated masses. Luckily, the success of your organization isn't dependent on the singular input of employees like Sarah. But what needs to happen to generate a positive and motivational environment for all your employees, whether that's virtual or in your office, Sarah included? As a business leader, the most important lesson you can learn about motivating staff is that what motivates you may not necessarily motivate Sarah or any of the other employees you're responsible for. Motivation means different things to different people. As a leader and manager, it is an integral part of your role to observe and learn what inspires and motivates each and every member of your team. Over the next 7 days, we will explore 7 ideas for how to engage and motivate your staff. So tune in tomorrow for idea number 1.
In the meantime, download your complimentary support team performance assessment so you can customize it for each of your team members by going to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/support-team-assessment, all strung together as one word. This can be used as a great communication tool. I appreciate you listening.